Hello everyone, this is Nudge, and to be honest, I don't know who is ever going to actually enjoy these videos, but I wasn't expecting it to start up so soon anyway. So it's been only a few months since I've done Rhythm Heaven DS, and people were actually quite enthusiastic about that playthrough, and I think I did things quite a lot better than I thought I could have done. And so for those of you who've been watching my channel for a while, they know that I do have
the
a playlist.
The battery has charged to 70%.
Yes, I know. They know that I do have a playlist on there that has Rhythm Heaven Fever, but most of those videos were recorded at a time where I was quite immature, and I just don't like the especially because the fact that I wasn't even using system audio at the time. I was just using just recording from my microphone, and it didn't sound very good, let's just say that. It kept going all weird, and I don't like that. So what I'm doing is I'm recreating it completely, and with that comes a new, completely new game. This is Minna no Rizumu Tengoku, the Japanese version of Rhythm Heaven Fever. And I haven't played this before. I don't know what exactly it's like. I mean, I've listened to it, and it should be about the same, but it has different voices and different lyrics, music, and all that. So, for those of you who don't know, before I get this out of the way, I'm gonna get this out of the way. No visuals. These are audio files, not video files. I am unable to record my screen, or at least with what I've tested. To be honest, I have even tried getting the screen to work on Dolphin, and I don't know if it's my configuration or what, but the screen is completely black. Like, it doesn't display anything. I've even asked people who have sight to answer this, and they can't see anything. There's like nothing. Even if I have screen curtain off and everything seems to be fine, and all the other windows on the Mac show up fine, but Dolphin itself does not. I don't know why, but that just means you're gonna have to deal with the fact that I'm blind, I'm seeing nothing, and I can still play this game if you memorize the menus well enough, which is what I'm going to do. Of course, this is a Wii game, which means the Wii controller, let me quickly get this out of the way, has a D-pad, has an A button, has a B button, and it has a 1 and a 2 button, which are going to be used very rarely. In fact, it's only going to be used in the first part of this playthrough real quick. And there's a plus and a minus button, we'll get into that in a minute. And there's also a home button, which just does this. And then you can use your IR sensor bar, which is my mouse currently, to move around this menu, but it, of course, it doesn't display anything, and so I don't exactly know what I'm doing. So I'm going to press start to get out of that. Or, it's not start, it's home, whatever it is. And the Wii controller is supposed to have motion controls, but besides the sensor bar, this game doesn't utilize any of that, which is good, because I can easily emulate it. And it's great. So, now that we've gotten that out of the way... Oh, actually, wait, no, there's one more thing. For those of you who are wondering if you can play this yourself, if you get the ROM and you get Dolphin, I'm using the Mac version. The Mac version may be a little different to the Windows version. I don't know how it works accessibility-wise, unfortunately. I haven't tested it out yet. And there have been problems on my end of getting input to even work. I don't know how I got it to work in the end. It was a long story. So, I really can't help in getting it to work, unfortunately. If you can get it to work, and if it works, if it actually does work, and you have almost no input lag like I am having now, it is amazing. But, yeah. So, I do encourage you to play along with me if you want. So, finally, we can actually get into the game. So, whenever you start the game up, it's going to ask you to press A and B, which enters the game, and that's what you heard in the very beginning. And now you're in this file menu, which contains four files in a grid of 2x2 squares. And I'm going to click on the first file, and here you have, well, my file is actually loaded, but I'm going to delete it. So this menu has the first option in the top left is open or play. If you go down from that, there's cancel. Next is delete, and next is change your player name. You can go up from anywhere, which will go back to the play option. But what I'm going to do is delete the file. Now, this menu, there is no such thing as a menu, and it's not simple at all. I actually had to figure this out. If you press A, it goes back. So what you have to do to delete a file, and it's not as simple as changing an option or pressing something on the D-pad. No, it's quite cryptic, actually. You have to hold 1 and 2 for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3, and there we go. The file is deleted. That took me quite a bit of Google searching to finally find out. And, yeah, that was quite interesting. Quite a weird way to delete a file, but it does make it so that you don't accidentally ever do it. Unlike a Rhythm Tengoku, for example, where you can just press up and then press A and it will delete everything. Or in Rhythm Heaven DS, where it's a yes or no and you have to actually tap on the screen. But here we have to hold 1 and 2 for 3 seconds. Okay, so now that the file is deleted, we can go back into the file menu, and excuse me for noises. Now we have a 5x something grid, unless you're in the on the very bottom, in which case the very bottom option is cancel. And this is your name selection, so I'm just going to click one of them at random. And that labels your file. And now there's a different select sound, which in turn asks you if you are ready to continue, and the right option is yes. So, finally, we're going to get into a new save file of Minna no Rizumu Tengoku, and let's press yes, and let's start. And excuse me for noises. This is the introductory sequence, and we have to do a little bit of a rhythm test before we can actually start playing games. There's a little bit of text to scroll through here, so I'm just going to continuously press A to get through the text until I hear that noise. One more text block later, and you're going to be bombarded with a bunch of beeps, like this. And what you have to do is just press A on each beat. Playing this with almost no input lag is amazing, especially this part where you can actually see how well you're doing. Well, you can't see it. You could if you had any sight, but you can hear how close the beat is to the beeps that you're supposed to be following. And after a while, it stops. This seems to be randomly generated from what I can tell, which is quite interesting. Now this next part is a little bit trickier, where you have to go follow a timer. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, stop. Four. One, two, stop. Four. With the one, two, stop, you just have to count to yourself. And this one, this is the really hard part, where it starts counting down from 8, and it removes each beat one by one. I'm not going to count on this one, I'm just going to do it. Takes a while. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There we go, there's the 7 gone. 5, 6, 8.
The battery has charged to 80%.
I'm gonna have to get rid of that. Oh, that was late. 5, 6, 7. 5, 6, 7. Oh, come on. It doesn't matter how well you do in this part. Oh! This is hard. There we go. 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That was quite hard, actually. This rhythm test may remind you of Rhythm Tengoku if you've watched the playthrough or if you've if you played it yourself. The rhythm test in there is basically the same, except there's an extra part in that game where you have to press A in time with the beat and then a drum beat will start. And that was actually unused. There's an unused file in Rhythm Heaven. Oh, hi there. I didn't even know that even happened. That's weird. But there's an unused file that's literally the drum beat in this game, but it's not actually a part of the game. It's just unused content, which is quite interesting. So now that we're done with the rhythm test, we can actually start playing games. I don't exactly know much about the games, but I do know more than the playthrough that I did back in 2017. So we're back in here, and I'm going to scroll through a little bit more text. They're talking about it doesn't matter how well you do in the test, it just, you know, just have fun and stuff. Although, in this game, the alternate method of actually doing things, besides just pressing A, you can also have controls or parts of games where you have to press A and B at the same time. I don't think you ever press B on its own, but you do press A and B at the same time, like this. Whoa, that's a weird noise. That's a thing that you have to encounter quite frequently, actually. So most of the games you just press A or press A and B or hold, and that's about it. The D-pad is used for menus, and we're going to get into the other buttons in a minute. You already saw how 1 and 2 are used for deleting files. 1 is used for something else as well, but we're going to get into that in just a minute. So we're in the game select screen now, and this gives me an opportunity to talk about how this screen works. So right now, all we have is nothing but two options. The lower one goes back, and the top one is our first game, and that's all there is. And if you try to keep going up, it makes a noise telling you that you can't do that, that the other games are locked. So every time you open a game, wait, you do press B, because when you press B, it goes back from there to back to the select screen. Anyway, when you click on a game, it gives you a description, and you press A to confirm, and B to go back. So, this is Hole-in-One, a game where you try to play golf with a monkey and a mandrill in time with music, which is quite cool. Each game has its own intro sequence, just like in the other games, in Rhythm Tengoku and in Rhythm Heaven for DS. And we are greeted with a scene that has water and birds and stuff. Now, I'm going to quickly show you what the plus key does. It activates the pause menu. From here, if you press plus or if you press A, it will return back to the game. And if you press minus, it'll quit. But I'm not going to do that. Also, from within the screen here, which is the tutorial, by the way, if you press minus, it will skip the tutorial and go into the real game. But I'm going to go through the tutorial on this one, on most games, actually, just like I did with Rhythm Tengoku and Rhythm Heaven DS. Disclaimer, of course, I have played all the games and I've gotten perfect on every single one of them so far. So this is aimed to be more of a walkthrough, I guess you could call it. So this is why I'm playing the alternate Japanese version of the game now, just for variety. Okay, so after this text... Oh god, this is hard. I don't even know how you're supposed to do this without music. One, two, hit. Why isn't it working? Three. Oh, there we go. One, two, hit. One, two, hit. Okay, so you can do it without music, but it's really weird. And it's not recommended. So, it's going to tell you that, yes, doing this without music is hard, and it's going to start adding some music. Let's do that. There we go. This is the only time that this music is ever used. And you just press A, by the way. One, two, three. And that's all you do. It's gonna keep asking you to do that. Until it stops and you can scroll to more text. Okay, random noises. This is probably the most animated tutorial sequence that you'll see. In most other games, it's just no ambience, no nothing, just text and occasionally a sequence. But here, there's actual random noises. Oh, I see. One, two. Again, this is really weird to do without music, so it's going to add some more music in just a minute. More random noises. Come on. Music. I want music. There we go. And one, two, three. And now he actually makes a cue. This is the mandrel's cue, which is the same timing. It's just that it's different noises, and he also makes a little kind of noise before he does that. But it's basically the same as monkey's cue. I think he's called monkey. Is he? I think so. And that's about it for this tutorial. After this, they're going to like trade swinging balls at you, but I'm just going to skip that. Now, a little bit of note here. First, I'm going to talk a little bit about timing notes. In this game, there can be multiple different things that happen when you swing the balls into the holes. When you get it exactly right, there can be one of three different things that can happen. I'm not exactly sure if that actually depends on your timing, or if it's random, but if you get it a little bit wrong, it goes into water instead, and if you get it really wrong, you get hit by the ball, or you just miss it and it makes a noise. But I'm not going to really show that off, because I want to get superbs as quickly as I possibly can. For those of you who haven't played a Rhythm Heaven series game before, there's ratings whenever you complete a level. It's either try again, or okay, or superb. If you okay, you can pass to the next game, but if you get a superb, you also get a medal for it, and medals are very important. First of all, they enable you to get a perfect attempt on the game later, and second of all, they allow you to play other random bonus content like endless games and rhythm toys and stuff. So I'm going to try to get a superb on this as quickly as I possibly can. Unfortunately, I cannot mute the mic in this instance, unless... no, but never mind. So I'm just going to press minus to skip, and here we go. There's one of those noises. That's the second one. Can't seem to get the third one. There is the third one. So there's the three noises you can hear. So this music is really cool. Oh, I missed that. One, two, three. And the mandrel only has one of those noises that it plays every time you get it right. Be careful with the string of...
charged to 90%.
The string of, oh god, what? Whoa, that was weird. Mandrel. One, two, three. Be careful with the continuous string of things that the monkey throws at you. And the mandrel, of course. I'm just pressing A. 1, 2, 3. We're not done yet. There's a little bit more. A little bit less hectic here. One, two, three, and here we go. One, two, and one, two, three. Good. So I only missed one, and I think that should be a superb. Hopefully. Yes. Good. So, on these screens, all you can do is just press A, and then you'll be greeted with the epilogue, which has different music depending on which rating you get. In this case, if I, because I got the superb, it'll make this noise. And here you press A again, and you'll be returned to the game select screen, and you'll get your medal. Or in this case, well, I got my medal. Makes this noise. And since this is our first rhythm game complete, we are greeted with a bunch of noises, which indicate the fact that the cafe is now open. The cafe is a side menu where you can just... You can look at stuff that you've unlocked through perfect attempts, and you can also redo the practice if you want to, and that's basically all it's for. And for people who can see, the barista, or whatever the name of the person is, can give them advice on what perfect attempts may be happening next. And if you get stuck on a game, and you get a bunch of try-agains, and you enter the cafe, it's going to ask you if you're having problems, and it will ask you if you want to skip that game, if you're really having problems with it. But I don't think I need to do that ever. So, first superb has been unlocked, and now we're going to move on to the next game. From now on, I'm mostly going to go a little bit quicker through games, and hopefully this episode is going to be not as... Well, the next episodes are not going to be as long as this one, because of the rhythm test and all that. This game is called Screwbot Factory, and in it, you have to do something very similar to what you did with Philbots in Rhythm Heaven DS. But instead of filling them up with fuel, you now have to screw their heads on. But it's basically the same thing. You'll see why. This is the first time that the interactive tutorials are actually accompanied with music according to the game that's going to be played. So there's actually like a remix of the... So when you hear that noise, you have to... Sen, si, hold A, B for two beats and let go. And it says, ya, da, sen, si. Kind of like that. If you do it wrong, this happens. Yeah. Sen, si. One, two, let go. Ya, da. And now it's going to give you a smaller type of robot, which has an alarm. Sen, si. One, two, ya, da. Sen, si. I like the noises it makes. Sen, si. And whenever tutorial sequences end, it gives you applause. So those are the different robots that you are going to be facing. There's no San Si in the actual game, that's just a part of the tutorial. So, let's see how well I can do on this one. I haven't actually played these in a really long time. 1, 2, 3, 4, ew. That means a big one. That clicking noise. It's a big one, and the sirens are the small ones. The din is when it's ready to screw on. Din, oh, it's too much. Din, here's a small one, and one, two, and big one. Ah, that means you were too early or too late in starting to screw the head on, but it still counts. Oh, crap, one, two, and... This is hard, when you're concentrating on talking and playing this at the same time. It really is hard. Alternating between big and small. Now there's small ones, and another big one, I'm gonna try to shut up for the rest of this. And we're getting to the we're getting close to the end. And yeah, that was the last two. The last two small ones. I missed up a few of those. Hopefully that was still superb. Yes. Good. Even if I haven't played this in over, like, let's say, a year and a half, I think that still went pretty well. Especially because there's no input lag anymore, and that is great. So, second medal has been unlocked. And there's lag for some reason. Now we've unlocked Rhythm Toys. The Rhythm Toys are going to be, and the Endless Games and everything, are going to be talked about in an extra episode at the end of the playthrough, I think. Just like I did with did before with all the other playthroughs of mine. So, third game. This game is called Seesaw. And in this one, you are controlling the second of two people trying to inspect a seesaw for damages and, like, jumping up and down on it for some reason. I'm going to quickly show you something, the other thing that the one button is used for in this game. Here we go. So what you're supposed to do is E. Oh. You're supposed to press A at this point. But what I'm going to do, is make it fail both times. And after a while, when you press 1 and then you press A, this happens. I thought it's gonna... There we go. That is not me doing that, by the way. That's just the game doing it. So it's like an interactive demo, basically. Oh. So now it's me doing it now. And that's how it works normally. But at some point, it's going to speed up on you. And in this game, you really have to memorize...
The battery is almost full. One hop.
Shut up. Yep, you just have to memorize, basically. So now, there's the faster speed. I was trying to demonstrate what happens if you're a little bit early, but didn't work. Yeah, in this game, you just have to memorize, basically, and if you, get it wrong, then, well, really, it's just memorization, basically. They're making other random noises. I don't exactly know what that is, but... Now we're back to normal. For a while. I don't like the really fast ones. Now, here we go. And it's speed up time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, that was quick. Didn't see that coming. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're almost done. Slow down. And here we go, done. And now the end is gonna explode. Yeah, I have no idea what that's supposed to mean, but maybe the visuals could help. Of course, since I can't see, I have no idea, but it's quite weird. But Nonetheless, I failed once, didn't matter, got the superb. That's good enough for me. Now, here's the last of the unlock messages we're gonna get, because we unlocked endless games. And the last game in this row, besides the remix, is the game called Double Date. I don't actually know what is going on in this game. All I know is that you're supposed to kick different types of balls away from whoever. I don't really know what exactly. There's three different types of balls with different rhythms with each one. So first there's footballs, which are, well, really they're soccer balls actually, which are just like this. One, two. One, two. You can also mess around with your A key or A button if you really want to. Now, here's the second type, which is the same, but not exactly. Basketballs. They have two bounces. So, they go one, two, three. And one, two, three. And one more. One, two, three. Okay, now this is where things get a little bit harder. Here are the American footballs, as I call them, because I'm from Europe, and so it doesn't really match. One, two, three. Yeah, that's a little bit hard. If you let them hit, that happens. If you are a little bit too early... Ah, come on. I'm trying to demonstrate what happens when you're a little too early. Yep, like that. And one, two, three. And one, two, three. And last one, I think. One, two, three. So, that is the rhythm of these three different types of balls. I'm gonna go to the end of the tutorial because there's actually a noise that happens at the very end. Yep, that. And now we're starting the real game. 3, 4. This music is one of my favorites in the whole game. It's so, I don't know, it's like relaxing and it's got a really cool melody to it. And 1, 2, 3. Pay attention to when there's actually balls so you don't swing at the wrong time. Because the bass drum in this track is a little hard, so if you don't pay attention, you may swing at a time where there really are no balls at all. Like that. That was intentional, but... get a little bit more tricky because they have and one and two. Yay! So I think I did that pretty well. I don't know if I missed anything. Yep, superb. Great. So now we don't get any more unlock messages, we just get the medal. Which sounds like this. Like that. So, now you can hear that when I press up, nothing happens, because we have reached the end of the row. And these are the things over to the left over here, are the cafe, the rhythm toys, and the endless games, respectively. So, now when I press up, nothing happens, because this is the first remix. The remix, which doesn't have practice, and it combines these four games into one track. And this one has a little bit of a tropical vibe to it. And for those of you who have played Rhythm Rage, as you may have discovered before in the first Rhythm Fever playthrough I did, it's going to be quite familiar because this is the intro music. The remix intro is that, but this is Remix 1, so here we go. First, you don't really do much, and then you start with hole in one. Now you're on to double date. No, scuba. That. And one, two, one, that. Now it's double date. One, two. Now it's now we're on to seesaw. Kiko butter, Kiko butter, Kiko. Scoobot, and one, two, bat. And now we're back to monkey golf. Oh, come on! One, two, and one, two, three. Oh, I missed that one. Mandrill, one, two, three! So, not many Scroobots there, mostly was just Double Date and Monkey Golf and Seesaw. And superb! Great! I might as well actually show you real quick what happens when you... this is the second row unlocked noises. So, as you can hear now, there's an edge sound now because I'm on row 2, column 1. But if I go back into the remix and then I press pause, which is plus, and then I press minus, it will make a certain noise. Let me quickly demonstrate that, just in case. This is going to come in handy. It's going to start happening in the second playthrough. So if I press Q, which is my key for minus, it does this, and now we're back. So, that was row 1 completed. In row 2, we're going to see some more really weird ideas, and we're going to see perfect attempts popping up first for the first time, which is why the pause is very handy. To end this off, I'm going to actually make a save state here, just in case I mess something up. So, because of the accessibility issues, I can't really do that without going into the menu, so I'm going to quickly turn voiceover on and do that.
Speech unmuted. Menu bar, app, dolphin. Emulation. Toggle folder, frame events. Reset. Stop. Take screenshot. Save state to selected slot. Save state.
There we go. So, that was part 1, and I'll see you later.
Quit Dolphin. Yeah. Space with Dolphin. Triggers the action. Yeah. Audio hijack. External mic plus system. Record. Selected. Toggle.